Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby's World. What's up, Queen?
Done, Queen. How you doing?
I'm good. It's March, so you know I'm good.
It's Queen's month.
Yes. Yes. And I've been killing it. And I've been skinning and grinning all month.
Good
when I've been skinning and grinning all month long. I'm telling you, it's been a month. Like I've been, this year has actually been a really, really good year thus far anyway. So there are really no complaints. However, but this month has been really nice and blissful and just enjoyful, and I've just been joyous and enjoying just waking up every day and breathing in fresh air and not feeling any weight on my shoulders. Mm-hmm. But another thing is, so I prayed the other day and I asked the Most High, and I was like, I said everything just feels so nice. I hope I ain't about to die. I said, and if I am, we made a deal that we was gonna let me get through raising these girls first.
That part.
Girl, I was so tickled. I ain't know what to do. I be making myself laugh about stuff like that. You gotta be humorous with life.
You got to live life, man. You really got to live life. It's so much out here.
Yes, Queen.
That we experienced anything. So look, this your month. So live the next all the way to next year, all over again. You know what I'm saying? Like every month, just take some time for you.
Oh yeah, you know that's something that we had already been discussing anyway. That you gotta always put some time to the side for you. Mm-hmm. And I was having a conversation with a friend last night and talking about that. I was like, I don't know if it take men a little bit longer to get to that point, because he kind of agreed that it did. And he was like, I'm older than you and I'm just getting to the point of where I don't care what people think. And I was like, that's heavy. Because
they're dealing with it though.
Yeah, they are. But that's the thing though. Are you dealing with it, or are you just putting a blanket on it or a band-aid and covering it so you can deal with it later or face it another time? Because if you're just getting to the point of realizing certain things, like I said, it takes some people longer than others. And I know me personally, it took me a while to, but it was in my 20s though. But it took me a while in my 20s to get to a point of contention and be like, whatever I want to do is what I want to do. Nobody can change my mind about what I want to do. You're not going to make me feel the type of way about myself and blah, blah, blah. And I used to sit back and be like, why are you doing that if you don't want to do that? You know, like, what are you doing? Are you sure you want to waste 35 years of your life doing this and just being content? Mm-hmm. You don't have anything else you want to do too? You know, so when
like that.
People really get confined and get boxed in.
At least he know now, though. That's the thing.
Like, yes.
That's the eye-opener. Like that. It's like that one day the light bulb just go off.
But I think it's going to be a little bit difficult because, you know, we all handle things differently. So a lot of the conversation was based on allowing people from your past to revisit your future. That's really what we were discussing. It was like, how do you limit that? And I like that question was asked. Because I don't think I ever thought about how I limit it. I just know what I do. Because if it was a negative experience, definitely, whatever it was that may have made us not stop talking, trust and believe it had nothing to do with me. So if it happened, you more than likely did something to me. So if I know that and then you come back in and then I allow you back in and then you show me a sign as to why we stopped talking and dealing with each other in the first place, and you know what I'm saying? Then that light bulb clicked. That's what happened.
That's
you know what I'm saying? And that's how it, you know, made him realize that this is really unhealthy.
Yeah. And so, like my grandma says, some people come in your life, everybody has expiration dates. Baby. Everybody has an expiration date. Some last a long time.
And the expiration date might be when you die, but who knows? But you know what I'm saying? Everybody got a date.
And that's something that always stuck with me. Everybody is not going to be in your life for the rest of your life. It comes a point that people come into your life just for that moment in time for whatever you need to get from them and whatever they need to get from you. And once they gone, they gone. You didn't move on. Now, we do tend to still let people linger on. We should have been said bye-bye, ta-ta, see you later, adios, amigos, and all of that. But she always said that. And I didn't really truly, truly understand that until I became adult in my 30s. And I'm like, yeah. From friendships, relationships, all of that. Now, I always tell people, I like to leave a relationship, no matter what it is, in a good standing. Because I don't like bad blood between
me. Either.
I want to be able to say, hey, how you doing? You doing all right? You know. But everybody ain't me. Some people just don't give a damn.
Some people might intentionally leave the relationship in harm's way because of their reasons for coming into the relationship from the beginning. So that's, you know, a lot of it be indecisiveness. You know, they like, I started liking this person and that wasn't intentional.
Mm-hmm. I had to realize Candace, and I actually did a video. I'm gonna have to post that one of the journal videos saying about friendship, and it was "What About Your Friends" TLC song was on that made me actually start recording myself talking about friendship. So I'm like, dang, what about your friends? You know, and I was like, I don't want no friends that's yes boy or yes girl. I need you to get in my ass when I'm doing and then I need you to also give me my flowers when you like, queen, you doing your thing, girl, like,
right.
But I was like, it's friendship something.
It has to be a both ways type of thing.
Because
that's why I always say friendships are going to be different with everybody, because I have friends that are not in this city that I don't talk to every day. I have friends in the city that I don't talk to every day. And that's because we all have a respect and knowledge of the fact that people have things going on. But at some point, we're going to be checking in with each other. We're going to be seeing how each other doing. And not too much time going to go past without that happening. So when you get to a point where you're not even checking in with people and talking to them at all, and you're not having any type of connection to them anymore, that time has passed.
Yeah.
And we don't like to accept a lot of that.
Yeah, I know. I was one of those people. Now it don't really bother me, but I say I love so hard. Mm-hmm. And when I'm your friend, man, I'm your friend. Like, I love you like my family. Like, My friend, you mean everything to me, just like my siblings and children mean everything to me and my people. Right. And I think that's what it be with me, because I love so hard and I just give my all when it comes to my relationships and stuff. And I always talk to Candace, back up, Candace. Everybody ain't you, queen. Everybody don't love art like you. Everybody don't have the lenses that you are looking out of either.
That's true.
And so that was something that I had learned, because my feelings would be crushed. I mean, crushed. And it take like, and it started having me to blame myself. Like, what have I done? Like, did I do, you know what I'm saying? But I know I always been the friend that reached out, checking on people and stuff like that. But it was it's too much giving and not enough receiving on my end. I was giving too much. And they weren't giving the same in return.
And that's how it be for a lot of friendships. So when we realize that and we start backing away from it, then that's when you start healing. And I do think that a lot of things have to come through the healing process, because when you have put in a lot of time with people, and a lot of time mm-hmm. with a person, it does take a toll on you. So I definitely believe you have some things you do have to go through a healing process with. So we're going to start our show, y'all. We got a good show for y'all today. We're not going to hold y'all for a long time, but we got y'all here for a little time. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk to y'all a little bit. Today's show is about being a Black woman. And our quote of the day is, whatever is bringing you down, get rid of it. Because you'll find that when you're free, your true self comes out. Tina Turner. I love that.
I like that.
I love it. I was like, yes, that's that self-esteem barrier that people be having up for themselves.
Yeah. And all that shit. Think about what she done been through.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Confidence.
You know, and stuff like that can make a person cocky. I done overcame all this.
Don't try me.
So you know, it's that's I love that. I was like, yeah, I like this right here. Now. This make me feel good.
I like that thing. Yes, yes. Rolling.
So, yeah, whatever is bringing you down, get rid of it, because you'll find that when you're free, your true self comes out. Tina Turner. Fact of the day, today's fact of the day is going to be an opinionated fact of the day versus just a true fact of the day. But if you're a Black woman, you'll definitely agree that this is a fact of the day. Okay. It says, as far as I know, white women were never lonely except in books. White men adored them, Black men desired them, and Black women worked for them. Maya Angelou.
Come on, Maya. Facts.
So the struggle. So what facts. Struggle? What struggle y'all got that y'all still be trying
what
to steal?
What struggle you ever had? You ain't never had no struggle.
Child.
You ain't. Look, you don't even know what struggle is, lady.
Child.
Ladies, you don't even know what struggle is.
Child.
You don't know what struggle is to the point that your ancestors, my ancestors, fed your child.
Uh huh.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Not with the body. We're talking about naturally.
Mm hmm.
So you don't know what the struggle is. And don't even come to me talking about what you didn't do. Child, please. I don't want to hear that story, because you can easily get stuff for you faster than I can because of the color of my skin.
Still.
And
even in this supposed modern society, that's still the case. So, yeah, we can't, no. Yeah. So I'm gonna read that one more time.
That's fact.
It's definitely facts. As far as I know, White women were never lonely, except in books. White men adored them, Black men desired them, and Black women worked for them. Maya Angelou.
Please. I'm going to just roll my eyes on that. Facts. So I don't want to hear about y'all struggle. Because, baby, you ain't struggle. Like my grandma, my ancestors, man, please. Child, please.
Facts.
Thank you, Maya. Thank you.
She said it's so lovely, too.
I mean, just real, just smooth.
Just real nice and smooth. I was like, okay. Okay.
just smooth, like sweet. Just like how velvet feel on your skin. That's how she said it.
She swayed through the room, yes. Walking past a bitch saying that shit.
Look, just, I mean, she just glided through that, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like literally glided. And guess what? As she glided through that room, come on, Black women, as you glide through that room, honey, All eyes on you. Because, baby, what you didn't carry on your back, child, please. No other race could even, they don't even compare to what you didn't carry on your back. So you got the right to just sway through that room. Just sway through that. Head, look, keep your head up, slight smile, and just move through the room.
And remain poised. Because you carry yourself is a representation of you. It has nothing to do with those people in that room that got a problem with you. It got something to do with you. So I always think about me when I'm walking through a room, how I look, how I feel, how I'm gliding. Because I definitely don't feel no type of nervousness.
I'm telling you.
It shake off after a while. Yeah, I ain't gonna be bothered too long now. Not too Mm-mm. long. Mm-mm. Not no, too long.
Not sway no. through that room, women. Just sway.
Yes.
Sway through them.
Always be
confident. Confident.
Yes. Correct. Correct. Wow. Mm.
Well, shout out to all the ladies, all the women. You know, it's Women's Month, so shout out to all the sisters out here.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
All y'all. Mothers, all of them. Just everybody. Just shout out to all y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing. I see. I be checking some of y'all out that's on that social media. Do your thing, man. Do your thing. Celebrate.
And, definitely. And since the fact gonna lead directly into our topic, one of our first topics, and it is why are educated Black women or women who have made it successfully in their realm considered bougie?
Now I have no idea.
I don't either. I don't know why. Because if that happens, it probably happened more from our own people than anybody
else.
It is from our own people. That's saying you bougie, you this, you that.
She thinks she all that because she got a college degree. Baby, some of us ain't got no college degree and you still be talking about we think we all that. You know, sometimes it's because that person that they see that they didn't say all that stuff about, that's who they want to be.
I feel like that too. I feel like or they want to walk, has some interest in that, where that person is going.
Yeah.
And because they didn't get there.
It's funny.
Yeah. I mean, other than that, like, why would you have any amnesty toward someone for doing something that they need to do or that they want to do?
Yeah.
Why?
And you, something with, how can I put this without putting somebody out there? Somebody that don't like me. That's close to me that she don't like me, but she deal with somebody that's close to me and they ain't got no choice but to be close to me. everything I do is like she want to do it too. Or she didn't attempt to do it. Had her own thing she didn't attempt to do yet. Or sell, or have her own cosmetic line, but the fashion, all of that stuff. To the point now, I see her on, and you go to church wherever you want to go, see her actually attending our church live every Sunday.
Well, you done really inspired this young woman.
And somebody was like talking to Tony about it. And he was like, he came back to me and he was like, you know what I dreamed and know what God told me? Mm. She don't like you that much, but she wanna be you.
Mm-hmm.
You inspire her so much. She don't like you. She literally like hates you. But you inspire her so much.
It's unknowingly that she's doing it the way you doing it though. Like she don't know that she's actually doing things exactly. You know, she don't know that.
Because
she's so caught up in not wanting to be you or not like you that she has started even mimicking some of the things you do because that you really inspire her more than she hates you. But, you know.
All you had to do is come ask. Because I was cool with you. But you went flip mode because I was cool. But when I start seeing her attend, I say, now you know what, God? People can attend whatever church they want to attend. But this, I just don't feel like this is a coincidence. It just, I don't know. But yeah, that's what he told me when I was telling him about it. I was just like, wow.
Interesting. But
you don't know how much you inspire people. And they be like, they don't like you or they hate you. But they really want to be like you.
That's funky.
That's scary too.
Mm-hmm. And weird.
Mm-hmm.
One of my beliefs is truly that black women are black educated women have a status, and their education is worn on their outerwear and their appearance just as much as it is inside of them, because of the simple fact that once you have a level of anything that you've projected to get to, you start to display that on how you feel it should be. It has nothing to do with anybody else. What you've done in your life and your growth that you've maintained is literally for you. So when I know it's a lot of people that do things to show off, I know that. We know that. But there are literally people who are humble in their growth that are frowned upon because they're still not broke or they're still not struggling or they feel as if people should be still going through what they've went through or what they're still going through. And I think things like that is a part of the reason why we have so many of us neighing for us when we're doing something great, secretly neighing, not yaying, neighing, yes, hoping, you know, that we don't succeed because of the self bullshit they got going on.
Yeah, that's true.
We got so many people that's dealing with so many traumatic experiences, or just the fact that some people just fucking hateful. And
yeah, and I've seen a lot of that.
Like I used to think that hatefulness derives from something else. It's a derivative thing. You just don't become that way. It had to be something that made you that way. I always want to give people the benefit of the fucking doubt. That's my problem right there. I know. And even though I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt with my mouth, my inside of me
already knows. Like really? Why
you still? But I'm gonna make you believe, and I need you to believe that I still believe in you. Because if you show me that you really do are, if you really trying to do something, and I've given you that benefit of the doubt, I feel good about that. I feel good about it. But still, deep inside of me, before you prove to me otherwise, something inside of me was like, Lord, this person's gonna fuck up so bad.
I feel
because they don't want to listen. People don't like to listen, man.
And
so the whole bougie tactic is used to try to destroy a person who's grown. I get to a level in my life and I'm comfortable with me. Now you want to try to come and destroy it.
Because you ain't comfortable with yourself.
That's wrong. It's not right. So now I'm bougie. I'm fake. I don't want to live in the hood no more because I'm better than everybody else. Blah, blah, blah. All the character flaw bullshit that you think gonna change how I am. You can say a lot of the things you want to say about people, but it doesn't dictate how people are going to see them. Because most of the time, if you can go up to somebody and speak that into them, that's probably not nobody I trust anyway. If you can go and sit there and tell somebody something, they ain't came back and said, Cher, you need to watch out for such and such, da, 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 da. I don't trust them anyway. Because they sat there and they took in that bullshit and they still didn't say nothing to me about it.
About it, yeah.
Or you sat there and you indulged in it because you ain't cut it off.
You ain't like, speak up, you ain't say nothing.
Yeah. I don't believe in, let me hear what they got to say about you. I don't believe in all that. Because you ain't even got to get it out and say it to me about them. Because as soon as I hear you about to say something negative about somebody I care about, somebody that I'm friends with. Mm-hmm. That's what you said?
This conversation ain't even finna, this ain't even finna happen.
I know you, that's, oh no. I don't even want to know about that. And if it's something you want to get, if it's a problem you got, you can talk to them about it.
That problem. This ain't even finna happen.
You want me to call them for you? Cause I ain't with all that. We being adults all from 2021 on through the rest of our fucking lives.
I hope so.
We being accountable.
I question some of them, though, Queen.
That's questionable.
Yes. Yes. Very much so. But it's crazy. It's crazy. That's because you didn't grow. You didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel.
You bougie.
You think you're better than everybody. And look, even your aunt. Look, I done heard some family members say that.
Oh, yeah. And family members be the ones I really only cared about saying it. But then when I shook that shit off, I was like, fuck that. Anybody, if I can get over my family saying something, I know I don't care about nobody else.
But nobody, okay, somebody outside of that bloodline, say.
Family tough.
Hey, look, middle fingers up.
Family is tough. Okay. So, how does racism and sexism continue to shortchange the black woman in the workforce or in the business field? What's your opinion on that?
Sexism and racism.
Yeah, how racism and sexism continue to shortchange the black woman in the employment field, business field, et cetera.
You know what just came to my mind that they always say about black women, the angry black woman.
Mm-hmm.
The angry black woman. Oh, there go the angry black woman.
They said that about our black men too.
They go to anger. But you hear more about it with the black women, especially in the workplace.
Most definitely.
Especially in the workplace. Me being a business person, having my own business, I can't really say what I never experienced. But I will say this, even when it comes to our own people, certain people they support and certain people they don't. it, I always say it comes down to this popularity thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it be social media popularity stuff, which is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very stupid. But man, we get shortchanged all the way around the board. But we work the hardest. We have the best ideas. It is just so much. But that ain't it. All people always look at Black women as always being angry, or they can't get their way, or this ain't going that way. It's
bullshit.
Yeah,
it's real bullshit though, and especially when we know that from the beginning of time that we stepped into the playing field, it's always been about what we could do to better everything else. Mm-hmm. So. When that's why it's always been looked at for women to have the lowest of everything. For one, women got to be at the bottom of the gene pool. But just like Maya said, up in here,
they hate that you a Black woman and you knowledge, you're a knowledgeable Black woman. That, oh my God.
You meant that's a death.
Man, and that a knowledgeable, educated, beautiful Black woman, and I'm gonna even go to the point of her being the color that me and you are. They can't stand it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they can't. They have that white lady like her. Oh my God, it is crazy. I put a post up some years ago, and I was saying all women, and my aunt came and she was like, no, because she had, you know, had white friends and stuff and her colleagues and stuff like that. She was like, no. I was like, auntie, all women. I can't even remember what the post was, but when it comes to a smart, educated Black woman, and I'm like I said, that's dark skin, boy, look here. Look here.
That's a threat.
I mean, a huge threat.
And don't be beautiful, educated. Beautiful,
safely, and all of that. And everybody in the office love you.
Maybe I have to deal with that at work now.
I'm telling you.
It is what it is. I don't give a damn. I've always seen, that's what I told you, when I in my 20s is when I learned how to not give a damn. But the people who taught me that were older Black women.
Yeah.
They taught me that. They say, you got to learn this now, sweetheart. You got to know now how to make your skin so thick that you know when to be able to shed your shit and when not to. Because you can do it in the comfort of your own home, but you never allow them to see you sweat. Oh. And she said, you know, and Miss Tracy, oh my God, Miss Tracy, Lord, bless her soul. Lord, that was one of my favorite people. It's like she adopted me. But she used to teach me so much. And I would be, and like, I engulf everything. I love older people, but oh, I love older Black people because of what they're going to bring to the table. On the knowledge end and on the end of what not to do, because they're going to tell you some things that they done and feel like perfectly okay with it, to the point where they feel like they completely right about it. Yeah. And well, because I'm not going to argue with an older person. I don't care.
Oh, no.
I don't care how much more I know than what they're talking about. I'm going to sit there and take in that conversation. I ain't correcting them. I ain't doing none of that. And I'm gonna walk on the way with what they said and laugh and be like, it's not like that right now. That's, you know what I'm saying? Say that dance myself. It's not like that right now. But the knowledge that you get from them is beautiful. But if in my 20s and in my early 30s, I was being programmed. For how I must, and I've been being programmed all my life, taught all my life for how we need to maneuver as a Black person. But I never was taught how to maneuver as a black woman until my 20s. So there's a whole total different thing. You know, being taught how to maneuver as a black person is basically about survival. Mm-hmm. But being taught how to maneuver as a black woman is about survival, morality, ethics, who you are, knowing who you are, dealing with people on a day-to-day basis, learning attitudes, knowing how to nurture people's attitudes. It's a continual process of being able to. So, which leads us into the many hats. Because women, if I got to go on this job and learn how to be a nurturer, a coddler, a goddamn administrative assistant, the paralegal, learn support staff, I got to schedule a lot of meetings.
Your psychiatrist, your minister, your spiritual leader.
Everything.
Your mama. Many hats.
Definitely.
Your sister. Your auntie.
It's the things, Queen. You have to, women wear so many hats. And it don't make me, when I talk about this stuff, I'm never shading the black man. Because I'm a person who talk about the black man, so it's ridiculous.
Kudos to the kings.
Yes. But it's because we're still people who get undervalued. And because of the undervalue of the black woman, it makes me focus a lot on her, on me, on us, because of the fact that no matter how well we do, we never do well enough.
Enough.
Never.
That's true, Queen.
Never. You're going to find either our own men destroying the content, the character of us, by talking about, like, we used to do some dumb ass shit to go out of town back in the day. I ain't gonna lie. We used to get two cars, 12 girls, 6 girls per car. You know what I'm saying? Hitting the road, going to Orlando for the class. This was before I even had kids, so you know I was young. And, and get one hotel room, maybe two at the most, and pile up and everything. We just want to be there. And I see this video going viral on TikTok of these women. I was laughing myself a little bit because I ain't never would have thought that you got to get a U-Haul. But these women got a U-Haul for the weekend, one of the van U-Hauls, and drove to Atlanta. Now, you know the U-Hauls ain't got nowhere to sit in them in the back now.
Yeah, my brother them did that in high school to go get some gold teeth in Gainesville.
So we've done these things back in the day. But the criticalness, the criticism that came behind it, Queen, was like, damn, y'all are trying to rip us to shreds. About talking about if you couldn't afford it, just say your broke ass on. This all was in the comments. And I'm sitting thinking to myself, like, I was about to go in there and say, so y'all trying to tell me you old bitches and never did this shit here.
We all
maybe
did
not a U-Haul.
We all done something.
But y'all gonna sit up here like, this is why everything is not for social media. This is why everything, it's some boys, it's some men filmed them. That's what I'm saying. It's the degradation of our own people. It was men that, boys, that filmed them in the U-Haul and made that shit go viral.
Wow. Yeah, my brother did that. My brother, and he got in trouble, and my mom said, well, what you said? He said, I wasn't stupid, mom, to be in the back. I was up in the front. I was a driver.
Tell you, it's nothing, it's nowhere to sit. So they probably was back there sitting on their luggage or something. I don't know. But the point of the matter is, y'all didn't have to tear them down like that.
Just young girls trying to look, and they put all their finances together to get that U-Haul van and do what they want to do.
They walking every damn way in Uber and probably, but when they all trying to get to the same place, they driving the U-Haul. But I'm sitting there thinking, like, why everything gotta be thought shit or like she for the street. If she went to All Star Weekend, she for the street. So damn.
Crazy.
You can't live your life no more?
Crazy.
I'm glad when we was doing this, all this social media shit wasn't going on.
What, baby, what? Let me tell you.
I'm so glad.
I got some stories for you. I got some stories for you.
Trust me. Trust me.
We got some stories for you, baby.
Trust me. I'm telling you.
But we'll keep them in the archives.
Yes.
We'll keep them in the archives. That's crazy.
Even with my because I couldn't, my mama was on my ass, so I couldn't do too much. I literally didn't start doing nothing until I turned 18. Anything mm-hmm. else I was able to do, I snuck and did it. Mom going to Jocelyn House for the weekend. Well, you know, mom going over here with Farida them or something. I'm going to say something. You know, yeah. certain names you can't use because. Yeah,
certain names you can.
So. You know what? The name I knew I was gonna get away with everything with was Jocelyn or Bianca. I knew that, so I definitely took advantage of those names. But me and Jay used to have like a college. She had like a trio or one of the FAMU programs up there, Upward Bound ID, and that was the ID I used to get into the clubs. And she would just use her regular ID, and they ain't never look at the year. They just made sure that it was you.
It was her. That's
so
it.
On the picture that Jocelyn had for her Upward Bound thing, we both had the same bang coming around with the hair coming down in the back. So I was able to get away with that. And we was in all the clubs, 16, 17. You know what I'm saying? Hanging out.
Most definitely. NEC, all that.
So if Park all that coming in, girl, Park, okay. If all that family and stuff was going on back then, we would have been in trouble.
Definitely.
In trouble.
But I had fun though.
I did.
One need to know now because we talk about it and she'd be like, y'all so bad ass.
Yes, mom would tell us that. How you did that? I had my eyes open even when I was asleep. Not all the damn time.
Not all the time. See, my mom went out of town a lot because my stepdad was in back and forth to Palm Beach and Tallahassee. So mm-hmm. she'll leave and my cousin will come over there and we just there by ourselves, supposed to be at Mayetta house or somebody's house, but me and my best friend, we went Mondo there. We out 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Hanging out.
Juanita got with us though. She found out about that incident. She got with us then. She found out
everything ain't gonna stay a secret.
That incident was told, but the rest of them, child, please, we wrote them down for the books.
In the archives. But yes, great again, knowledge. Y'all. Whenever you get to a level to where you want to be and you're comfortable with where you are, never allow how somebody else feels to dictate you. I don't care if they call you bougie, over the top, dramatic, anything they want to say, let it be said, take it in stride, put it in your pocket and move on. So I literally wanted to make sure that we recognize us as we are now so that we can be able to understand us more when we get older, because we're only going to keep changing. We're going to only keep evolving. We're going to only become better. And a lot of us are going to start experiencing different things as we get older. So be whoever you're supporting, be supportive of them. Remember the hats that they wear in your life. Remember the role they play in your life. Give them thanks, appreciate them while they're here. It's so many things I can say, but I just want y'all to remember that you're important. Everything about you as the black woman you are is cherished and important.
Period. Right.
brilliant. Just sway. Yes, baby. Walk in, sway. On the room.
Feet in front of each other as you walk, give you that little switch, baby, like you are, like you one of them supermodels, baby. Come on now. I'm gonna tell you. I can show you how to walk now. I can show you how to walk. And all eyes will be on you, and they will be like, who in the is who she thinks she is? Baby, I'm just candid. I'm just candid. Confident candid.
That's right.
Passionate candid. Ambitious kings, nurturing. Look, I'm just look. I, matter of fact, I'm a post. I broke down the letters of my first name.
You broke them down.
I broke them down. Ambitious, confident. I broke it down. C stand for confidence. I broke it down, and I'm gonna have to post that tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I want to see that.
I'm gonna have to post it tomorrow. But yeah, like man, you speak life. It's Women's Month. It's Women's Month every month.
That's why I put up my post today. I mean, it was yesterday. I think by women, we don't need a time because there's so many things that we do on a day-to-day basis that gives us the recognition of who we are. And that's why I said, if you don't remember it and you need to be reminded, we are constantly reminding you. I'm telling you right now, whenever you tune in to this episode, whenever it's uploaded onto the website and you're listening, take the moment to tell yourself you are appreciated because you are enough. And we mean it.
Love on you.
Mm-hmm.
Love on you. Love on you. So, Queen.
What you want to tell? Well, other than our message, because we pretty much just gave it. But what you got any extra words for the people, girl?
Man, stay encouraged, y'all. Like it's springtime. Time change, so move that clock up.
Yes.
You know your phone's gonna move up automatically, but if you still got digital clocks at the house, move them up. Move them up. But man, continue to stay positive. Continue to journal. And man, continue to love life. Springtime coming, you know. They opening things back up. Still be safe. Still, you know, still use your precautions, your 6 feet and all of that, your mask, all the stuff. But man, y'all, go into this spring with joy, peace, love, happiness, and just a new mindset if you ain't changed that mindset yet from January. Just go in there with it. That's spring. Look, new mindset, fresh air, the flowers blooming, all of that. The pollen killing us out here, but you know we still surviving. But man,
and that pollen is hell right now, Queen.
Yeah, it is. But man, just keep doing you. One step at a time every day. That's all you gotta do. Take one step at a time. And like Queen say, man, you are enough. You are enough. Confidence is key. Anything that you do, if confidence is behind it, it shall manifest.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
We appreciate y'all.
We always do.
We appreciate
it's one of the things that Wednesday is one of the highlights of my week. Every week because of the simple fact that. But next Wednesday, y'all, we're gonna be doing a show because it's my birthday. I do have to say that, you know, this is the month of March. So let me tell y'all something. During this time, I'm gonna say this and then we're gonna get on off here. Because, you know, but during this time, you may never know this, but I'm a very, very closed-in, shy person when it comes to myself. But during the month of March and during Pisces season, more so Pisces season, not just the month of March, but during the month of March, during my birthday and you know, a little bit before that, I am like a person who, whenever I do something, I want to go like gung ho at everything. Mm-hmm. And I think I get a blast of energy during that time. So that's why I'm always like either taking pictures or going somewhere, getting fully dressed, because anything that I'm doing, I'm gung ho about it, like extra.
Yeah.
So I take that time to get energized. I already got some shows written up for like 3 weeks, y'all, because of my energy right now. It's like on another level.
It's flowing.
It is, queen. And then the different things that I just that we gotta meet soon, and you know, and talk about some stuff. But the different things that we're gonna have going on for the podcast, and the things that we're gonna be doing to keep people involved, to keep people motivated and encouraged, mm-hmm. are going to be so worth being a part of this. So as we continue to provide this substance to you all, I just want y'all to know that it's an honor to be able to do it. This time makes me very, very happy. When it was Capricorn season, celebrating for my homegirl, very, very happy. You know, you got to be in moments where energy is good. So anytime the flow is going good, everything is going great. I want you guys to take advantage of any energy that you all are having in this time. Grab it, do something with it, and I don't care if it's only 5 to 10 minutes, use it. Do it. Manifest. Most definitely, that's all I got. Most definitely, welcome to Shelby's World Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in. Another Wednesday. So we love y'all now. We love y'all. We salute y'all. Y'all take care. Enjoy the rest of y'all week. We will not see y'all next week. We may put up an old show for next week, maybe, yeah, probably something old, run something back for y'all just to get a little bit of our motivation. But for the most part, we will see y'all the week of, what is it, the 24th? I think that's the 24th.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all then, and we'll have some things to talk about then.
Yes.